City continue to hang on to the coattails of the Blue Square Bet North three leading clubs, Brackley Town, Guiseley and Chester, all of whom still have 100% records after their opening six games. The City boss, Carl Healy, was ultimately happy to take a point from Histon.
On the balance of the game, yeah, you know, we've kept a clean sheet and we've got another point. Bitterly disappointed with the performance. I don't think we got anywhere near what we're capable of.
Carl Healy felt his side had not been on top form in Cambridgeshire, and this had been frustrating, as the opportunity to take all 3 points had clearly been there.
The number of corners we had and situations, the quality wasn't good enough. The only time we put decent quality in the first half, I don't think the Histon keeper looked too convincing, but we didn't really test him much.
The City captain, Stuart Whitehead, says the side can be pleased by the overall start of the season, but he feels a lack of concentration late on in their away games has cost them dear.
The way we drew the last two away games, lightning struck twice, really. We've let last-minute goals in, and we should have been sitting pretty, really, with probably 5 wins out of 5 and before tonight. I think tonight's the first time that we probably didn't deserve to win the game.
City were without both Rob Elvins and Shabir Khan for the Histon game. So what chance either of them making a recovery in time for today's match?
Shab's got no chance of being fit for Saturday. Rob Elvins has got a chance. I mean, he was just feeling a little bit sore tonight, and we give him a little fitness test. As soon as he started moving, he could feel it. I think it happened in the last sort of 5 or 10 minutes on Saturday. He's just aggravated it. So fingers crossed he'll be back available.
On to this afternoon then, in a tough-looking game at a Gainsborough side that lost out in last season's playoff final. What chance a City win in Lincolnshire? In a moment, the thoughts of Carl Healy, but first of all, Stuart Whitehead's take on this one.
Gainsborough haven't sort of set the league on fire this year like they did last year. They've lost a few players, but what we know about is they're always big and strong, so, you know, we've got to be prepared for a battle up there, and each team's different, and we've got to adapt to how they play.
I know we've got a lot more to come than that, and I know we can play a lot better, and I'm sure, you know, we'll raise our performance levels against Gainsborough. We know we've got to be at our best to get anything there, and I'm confident we can do that.